Recording made by Glenys James in Ponoka, Alberta, on the 3rd of July 1974, with several members of the Welsh settlement. The interviews are in English and in Welsh, starting in English with Griffith Jones, followed by a group interview with Hugh Roberts, Mrs. Annie Roberts, Celt Hughes, Evan Thomas, Goronwy Davis, and Iorweth Davis. Griffith Jones, you were born in Canada of Welsh parents.
Yeah. Through Dimonshall Cymraeg Llawerion. Since we did not speak Welsh in the home, I didn't learn Welsh when I should have, and I regret it since. However, I do like to hear the Welsh, and one of the biggest thrills I had in visiting Wales this summer was to hear the little children speak it. It sounded good. Dad came from Wales, Tregeiriog, first in 1891, and after several trips back, came out again in 1910 and settled in the Wood River District. Mother was of Welsh parents, and she came from the United States to Canada in 1902. And they were married in 1911. There were four of us that were born to them, and probably I speak as good a Welsh as any of them, which isn't very good.
Now, your father was well known in the area here for his Welsh writing of englynion, both
yes.
In Welsh and in English.
He was well known all over North America, in fact, because he contributed to the Welsh papers, and he competed in all the Welsh Eisteddfods that he could with his englynion, and he won many prizes with them.
Can you recall any of these englynion that he wrote?
I could say one in English. As you know, the England must have consonants that harmonize, and one that he won a prize on in English was Lindy, how well he landed in Paris, though peril confronted. Gritty Yank, with great head, away he went undaunted. I wish I could say some of them in the Welsh, because they sounded very musical, even to my Canadian ears.
When you visited Wales this year for the first time, what else impressed you about Wales and the Welsh way of life?
We had the good fortune to attend the Cymaen Beganni in Rhoslanos Grigog, and this gave us one of our biggest thrills, and also to see the old churches and houses where Dad lived, where he went to church, and some of the farms that he tramped over looking after his Welsh sheep.
Yes.
We met many of my cousins too, whom I had never seen. And one thing that really impressed me, especially in the Ceiriog Valley, was the way everyone spoke Welsh, and they would rather speak Welsh than English.
Did you have a chance to practice your Welsh there?
Oh yes, I had many opportunities, and we are looking forward to going back again as soon as possible, possibly 2 years.
Uh-huh. Wednesday the 3rd of July in Ponoka. Now, Mr. Hugh Roberts, dach chi'n cofio hanes y capel yn Wood River pryd dechreuwyd e?
Ja, met de grote kapel in Blue 1914. Og en een begeter kamerag en door de open oka aan hier kapel Wood River. Argen gefel of een duad of het ja deeg mister. Og en begeten zich snag en een dreag en kamerag en een glad.
Beth am yr ysgol Sul?
Wel, oedd yr ysgol Sul cael ei gynnal yn Cymraeg i gyd, ond oedd gen o'n un clas o Saesnag. Oedd y clas y dynion ar wahân i'r merchain, a'r plant, oedd yr dynion i gyd ar un ochr o'r capal a'r merchain yn y canol, a wedyn y clas Saesnag ar yr ochr arall i'r capal. Ac oedd y pobl yn weld hyn yn dipyn yn rhyfedd pethau nhw wedi i'r capal i gweld yr dynion gyd ar un ochr, a'r merched gyd yn llefod rhwle arall. Ac oedd yn ei licio'r arrangement.
Y trefniad
yn nodd a achos oedden ni'n gallu canu dipyn gwell, oedden ni'n cael dipyn bach o support yn gilydd yn canu tenor a canu mas. Tia amser rhyfel cynta, rhyfel fawr cynta felly, oedd gynnon ni'n rhywle tia hanner cant i cant o bobl ddod i'r capal. Oedd rhai o'r pobl ifanc, plant felly, yn galw'r seti ar yr ochr, un ochr y seti Saesnag o'r un ni.
Faint o Gymraeg ddarech chi ddysgu pan o'ch chi yn blentyn yn yr capel?
Wel, oeddwn ni'n dysgu'r yr ABEC ac dysgu rallan dipyn o'r Beibl. Doth yn haid ar Hornhad felly o Sir Fôn rhwle tua 1860 a ganwyd fy nhad yn Racine, Wisconsin. Mi ar nhw symud wedyn i ar ardal rôn Cambria a Randolph, Wisconsin ac yn fannu i ganwyd fi. So ni Canada yn y flwyddyn 1970 i Southern Alberta, McGrath, ac yn 1911 so ni fyny i'r ardal yma i fyw.
Pam ddarech chi ddewis yr ardal yma?
Wel, dwi'n ni ddim yn debyg achos bod yna Cymru yma ac yn heili yn Cymru. Wedi cael sychu allan yn Southern Alberta yma. Gwlad go sych oedd hi, ac oedd yna lot o law yma, a bwrw bob dydd, jyst iawn. Fynd o sy'n yma, 1911.
A ffarmio fi o'ch chi'n neud yn yr ardal yma, felly?
Wel, fi'n nhad fyw, mae'n chydig iawn ar ôl dwad yma. Fi'n farw yn 1914, ac ffarmio hefo fy mam nes ysyn ni i ddiw i'r dre yn 1934. A ysyn ni i'r busnes. Gwerthu'r machinery, John Deere Farm Machinery.
Ond ych chi'n dal i ffarmio heddiw?
Ydw, wedi rhoi, mae'r plant wedi cymryd drosodd ar busnes ac dwi'n yn ffarmio.
A faint o dir sydd gyda chi yma?
Wel, ti 1,300 acres.
Mrs. Annie Roberts o Penoka.
Dwi'n ingeni yn Alberta. Ac dwi'n cofio lot o hyn hanesion around Wood River a fel fydda'r Ladies Aid yn cwarfod. Ac o unwaith y flwyddyn fydda bysar. Ac Bydd ar haid cael chicken supper, a pawb yn dweud â bwyd a gwerthu bob math o bethau. A gwneud arian, digon arian i roed i'r dynion i redeg i hepo. Ac picnics, of course. A fydd yna hyn fwy rownd na. Dipyn y contest, a fydd yna knocking nails to women. Oedd un o'r contest o gynnu nhw.
Yeah.
Ac beth arall i wy, oedd y llall. Ond oedd yna wedi cael lot o hwyl.
Yeah.
Efo pethau fel yna. Pan o'n i gyd, dyna'r unig beth oedd yna ni'n neud. Oedd mynd i'r bazaar yma unwaith y flwyddyn.
Ble dysgoch chi siarad Cymraeg?
O adra. A wedyn dysgu tipyn bach o ddallan yn Gymraeg, yn yr ysgol Sul.
Mm-hmm. Ond fe ganwyd chi yma,
yeah,
yn Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
A chi ennig chi'n dod o Gymru?
Mm-hmm.
O beth
ar... Fydda mam yn dod o Dolgella, yn had o Llanbry Mair.
Dwi'n cofio chydig o steddfodau yn yr ysgol bach, ysgol magic, pen o'n ni yn blentyn. Dwi'n cofio rhoi llynia ar yr blackboard,
yeah,
competition, ac recitations, solos a ddewllyn cael eu canu, competition, everything was competitions.
Yn Gymraeg, o'ch chi'n cystadlu felly?
Yn Cymraeg ac yn Saesneg, peth Saesneg, peth Cymraeg. Rhan fwy yn Cymraeg.
Ie, a dim ond y plant oedd yn cystadlu neu oedd cystadlu
oedd pobl mewn oed? Wel, oedd y pobl mewn oed hefyd, ond plant rhan fwy oedd plant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A pryd oedd hyn yn digwydd?
Wel, rwy'n 1912, rwy'n lach ffwrnau. Ac fe oeddwn nhw'n dal steddfodau ar ôl hynny hefyd, cael conductors o Calgary, adjudicators rather, o Calgary. Sa'r hynny rwy'n lach, rwy'n sa'r ti'n cofio gweld? Yeah, rula for me,
yeah. You better say that, it doesn't get my voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Methodistia, Cailon Cas, Minir Capal, Hepim Gras, Gostos Seti, Pobol Vaur, Gadal Tlotion, Arthaur. A set in all in the Capal, Common in Alavo, E Pobol Common, all on free, in Palam Dalingin. Common in Gossi, all the Gwaisir, Primer Bowen, he's done Capal, set all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh. Os yw'n codi canu ac yn ffasio'n hwyl yn ystod o'n cael ei gyd ei ysgwyd i ben at y nefoedd jyst.
Ie.
Nawr, Thomas yw'n dod o bad 1906. Ac yn 1907 ar ei symud groes y ffordd i Burns Hall a mi ddod ei bildio tŷ yna. A cadodd stôr a butcher shop. Ac oedd o'n trefilio rownd efo tîm a buggy ac yn gwerthu cig a rhai groceries a candy a pop. Ac oedd lot o cig, ddim bach yn hen efo'n bwysig o'r dôl ar ôl bod allan trwy dydd yn yr hael. Ac oedd dweud un stori am Thomas Hughes, a rhywun yn pigo nickels a dimes fyny ar y ffordd. A pan oedd nhw dal fyny o Thomas Hughes, oedd y dwll yn gwylod ar y buggy. Ac oedd arian o'i gyd yn cwpa lawr trwy crac yn y buggy, ac oedd colli nhw aid ffordd. Ond Thomas Hughes o'n... Oedd lot o bobl yn meddwl lot o Thomas Hughes ac oedd yn handi i'r bobl ar amser hynny wrth bod na ddim stôr o fewn 10 milltir ac dim ond cyffyla gennym ni i fynd i dre. Ac oedd lot o bobl yn dod yna i brynu cig a groceries o Thomas Hughes, gen Thomas Hughes o'n ni. O Thomas Hughes yn cadw canu, yn codi canu. yn capel sian am o rhai blynyddol. Ac gyda fy band o hop, pan ni'n blentyn, o'n i licio mynd i'r band o hop, o Thomas Hughes yn dysgu'r soffa i ni. Ac o'n i cael lot o hwyl, ac Thomas Hughes lot o weithiau mewn hwyl golew i hun, cos o'n i licio canu.
Yorweth Davis.
I was a small boy and going to church. Well, when the communion was passed, it was passed by Thomas Hughes, and he would have the wine first, and then he'd pass it along, and he'd sing one of the old hymns that they used to sing for this ceremony. And anyway, I had heard that people having wine was apt to get a bit gay once in a while, and I said to Dad, I said, "Is he drunk, Dad?" I wasn't in very good books with Dad over that.
Mrs. Hughes and Mrs. Thomas Jones came from Wales on the same boat and also on the same train. And while traveling on the train, she carried a picture of John Bunyan with her. And while on the train, she had put it up on the ledge where they put suitcases and things. And when she wanted to retrieve this picture, she asked the trainman, "Will you reach me John Bunyan, please?" The trainman looked quite astonished. He couldn't figure out what it was all about. That's about it there. Now, when we first came into the district here, there was four Hugh Joneses. One we called Hugh D, the other Hugh T, the other Hugh H, and the other Hugh W. We never mentioned the Joneses. There were so many Joneses in the district. And the same thing pretty well applied to the William Joneses. We had William Reese Jones, we had William Jones, we had William T. Jones, and we called them Will T., Will Reese, and William Jones. We had to have a little respect for him because he was the older.
You didn't give them any nicknames?
No, not really, just the initial. We just used the initials.
Yeah. Could you tell me some of the reasons why the Welsh people came to this area?
Well, I think mainly they came because of cheap land. We could get homesteads there. You paid $10 for a quarter section, and you had to farm it. You had to live on it for 3 years. You had to prove up on it. You had to cultivate 30 acres and put $500 worth of improvements on it before you could get title. Another reason was that a lot of them had lived in the dry areas of southern Alberta and also many different parts of the United States. And this was considered a wet area, lots of timber, lots of water. I don't know, other reasons no doubt. And then after one Welsh family had came here, naturally it attracted others. Their relatives and friends came here. Mm-hmm. That's about all I think I can say on that.
And who would you say was the first Welsh person to come to the area?
Well, I think maybe Carl Morris might have been one of the very first ones. And Reverend D.L. Hughes, a Welsh minister, came here in the very early days.
When would that be?
About the 1900, I would think. Mm-hmm. Most people seemed like what we call the early settlers seemed to settle in this area around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm. And the Owens up north.
Saying that there were Welsh people in the area. I see.
That's why my father came up here.
Having read in the Drees.
And John Lewis was kind of real estate, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bit.
dwi'n cofio Robert Jones, achos oedd yn gweithio ar y telephone gang in 1912. Oedd yn ni fel plant yn mynd allan i gwarchat nhw yn digio'r tylla i'r polion, ac fe ddechreuodd siarad Cymraeg efo ni, ac rhedso ni'r tŷ, dweud mam, mae yna rhywun o'n ma'n siarad Cymraeg. A cofiwch, mae efo pidiwch mynd yn agos i'r twll yna, a munud oedd o'r criw wedi mynd allan, dyna lle oedd ni'n lawr yn yr twll.
Evan Thomas from Talwrn, Anglesey.
Allan i Canada yn May 29th of May 1927. And the cyrraedd Saskatoon ar June the 3rd. And then we had to wait a farmer in Maymont, Saskatchewan. Then we had to see a little Cymraeg in Bangor, Saskatchewan. They were Patagonians. And I was a little some tower on the left and record. And I know one of our ancestors, you know. And then we went to Melville. And then we went to Panoka in March 1929. I wouldn't do you my next year. I mean, quite your son and whatever. I'm right from those in the car and fire me over here. I wouldn't mean West, very kind and black at West.
Gorkewin.
I wouldn't mean finish your farm. And then they gamble another year during the year. I'm throwing him a lot.
Beth o'ch chi'n feddwl o'r hen wlad pan welwch
chi am y tro cynta? Wel, oedd hi'n newid lot. A lot o newid ar yma, beth oedd hi'n newid ar gwell. Pawb yn edrych reid, prosperous. Ac oedd hi'n pawb yn, dyn ddim yn grognach oedd gyda ni efo yma. A pawb reib y hatlis nhw. A oedd hi'n, so hanes saith yn anol, oedd hi'n byrraedd yn edrych, mynd yn ôl, wrsos nesaf, July the 11th.
Da iawn, yeah. Gweithio gech chi gwylio da.
Ydyn ar y Cymru ail ddechrau gymanfa ganu ar ôl y depression yn rhai yn 1942, dwi'n meddwl ar yna ddechrau. Yn a Gymru o'n yn Penhold yn treinio i'r Air Force o'r hen wlad. A Penhold yn 40 miles from me. Ydy gan milltir o Panoka. A wedyn nes y ddechrau, dwi'n a Fawg Hughes, y mab i Thomas Hughes fod yn dechrau o Robert Jones, Jeffries, na amryd nad oedd yn un o ysgrifennydd am bymthang mlynedd iddyn nhw i'r gymanfa Gymraeg. Ac yn dechrau, oedd yn ni wedi blaenio ar y job. A mae wedi cadw fynd, a mae reithio ddech, mae na amryd wedi mynd tam llawer hen bobl yn y left. Mae'n dod o bob man o wlad yma. O'r hen wlad yw rhai, nid nhw'n gwneud ymdrech i ddod yma. Ym yn cael y gymanfa ganu. Ond a fi di'r unig un sydd yn y left o'r rei cyntaf i ddechrau o'r ysgrifennydd ydych hwnnw. Ac un tro yma yn y papur yn yr hen wlad, yn gyrru i'r radio station, i'r Camrws, CFCW, yn Camrws, a red i'r, ac un peth yn y gyd, yn y tro pronounsio'r gymanfa ganu. A Jim Canada yn ôl o fo. Yn y gymanfa ganu. Mae'n dal y fynd reit o'r chi o hyd.
Goronwy Davies of Panoka.
Mae'r fy nhad dod yma, a mam, yn 1906, dod yn had, a ath i'r hew lad yn ôl mam, yn 1907. A ddys yn ôl i yma yn May 1907. A mam yn licio mynd i capel, a meddwl lot o capel, ac o'n i'n mynd i capel amser ni yn yr ysgol. Ar hil bach agos i'r tŷ. A pan ni'n, o 1916, da ni bildio capel newydd yn Zion, ac oedd y pegethwr cyntaf Du sure oedd Jeffers. Oedd y fachgyd ifanc. Ac oedd Mr Jeffers oedd o'n ddim yn clywed. Ac oedd ni'n bydd pegethu acw ystaeth o'n... Wel, mi athu Calgary am amilwyd yn y ddau a mi ddod nôl i'r ffarmio. Ac ta bydd o ffwr oedd gen ni chydig o begethwyr o... Wel, oedd o begethwyr o Gymru, oedd nhw'n pregethu yn Gymraeg yn capel si yn ystod eu tia o rhywle tia 1920. A wedyn ar ôl hynny, oedd nhw'n pregethu yn hanner Cymraeg a hanner Saesneg. Ond pan ni'n blentyn bach, o'n i'n mynd i ysgol Sul yn yr ysgol gynta, a wedyn yn capel wedyn. Ac ni'n dysgu o'r roedd mam. Ac oedd tada a mama oedd yn dysgu ni yn yr ysgol Sul. A pan ni'n tyfu fyny, o'n i'n mynd i gwahanol clasus. A pan ni'n rhywle tua 16, 17, o'n i'n yr adult class. Ac o'n i'n dalu i ddallan Cymraeg yn yr ysgol Sul. Ac o'n gen ni Bibl oedd ar hanner Cymraeg, hanner Saesneg. Ac o'n i'n cael lot o hwyl a trio cael gwahanol interpretations o'r Bibl Cymraeg a Bibl Saesneg. Bydd ar mi ddechrau ysgol ysgol magic, o'n i'n gallu siarad Cymraeg. O'n i'n gallu siarad Saesneg, o'n i'n gallu siarad Cymraeg. Ac oedd pan i'n rhywun beth o'n i wedi ddysgu oedd trwy'r ysgol Sul. Ac o'n i'n cael lot o hwyl trwy'r dysgu Saesneg pan i'n blentyn. Blynyddoedd y cyntaf yn ysgol magic. Ac oedd ysgol magic am syni yn llawn o plant Cymru. Ond ar rhai o gwahanol iaith yna, ond Cymru oedd y mwyaf yn magic am rhai blynyddoedd. Mae gennau lot o ffrindiau oedd yn mynd i'r ysgol ac i ysgol Sul yn dal i fyw yn yr ardal lle dwi i'n byw wan. Mae yna rhai yn nhw, rhaeth o fyny, mynd yn hen, ac dysgu gallu ni aros yn yma yn gilydd am i'r byd eto. Fod yn talk about the Steddfod. We had an Steddfod here in the early 1900 to before 1910, and carried on for several years. Then in the it carried on till about 1925 or somewhere in that neighborhood. And then for a while we didn't have Steddfod again until the 1930s. End of the 1930s, but then they petered out, and after about a lapse of 10-15 years, we, descendants of the Welsh in Wood River, again started up the Steddfod, which is now called the Wood River Festival, and we are carrying on to this day, which is an annual event. During the first festivals, when I was a child, it consisted of music, elocution, handiworks, and such as making halters of things, cooking, and writing limericks. These were competitive festivals, and a lot of the singing was competitive, classes for old and young, even for the ones over 50. Choirs were quite prominent, and at that time, nearly all the Welsh people could sing that were here. They were several quartets in one competition, and it was quite competitive. And some of the choirs that were in this community were led by some of the Welsh people that came over from Wales. And I think the tradition is still carrying on. The Welsh people are still able to sing, and the Welsh songs are quite close to the heart of most of the young people in the district at the present time.